as we head to Liberty High School to visit with head coach Liberty Eagles, Jansen Ackland. Good morning, Coach. How are we doing?
Good morning, Gary. I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Love this cooler weather, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Much.
Me too.
Yes, much better. Well, last week, state-ranked Adrian came, and again, you know, we kind of went through this last year. They played for the Class 1 state championship. They bumped up to Class 2 this year. And, you know, pretty good first half, you know. And then, again, Liberty, you guys are really trying to heal up, get over that injury bug, and it just – things get shifted around, and it's kind of – inexperienced kind of shines a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like you said, they were a really tough test for us. Week 2 opponent looked a little bit different than last year. If you remember who we played last year, but you know, whenever you battle through something like that early on in the season and test your guys, so we just think that's going to help us out come playoff time. Having a tough, you know, state ranked battle week 2. You guys kind of see the level they need to get to by week 10 if we want to compete for, you know, anything after district. So we think it was a good thing for us to go through that much. And like you said, we had some guys go down. And whenever you see young guys all over the field, you know, you can think, oh, crap, these guys aren't ready. Or you can say, you know, wow, these guys are getting this Friday night experience against a really good opponent. So.
Yep.
Maybe by district time, we're going to have a lot more depth than what we thought, just because these guys are getting thrown to the fire so early. So,
yeah,
you know, there's 2 ways to look at that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's how I look at it. I mean, it, you know, creating experience, creating depth, because, I mean, you got to have depth. You know, if you want to if you want to go to the next level, if you want to win the district, you know, quarterfinal, you got to have depth, because football, as we all know, is a very physical sport, and there's bumps and bruises and people get hurt. But, you know, looking back, Liberty got off to a really good start. You know, defensively held Adrian out of the end zone, scored 2 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. You know, take us through that. I mean, everything was just kind of rolling along correctly, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. They were following the game plan really well. We wanted to stuff the box, because I mean, that running back Adrian has is one of the best we've saw in the last few years, I know for sure. Maybe, you know, in the last 10. He's talented. He was a 2,000-yard back last year. So we wanted to make sure we shut him down. And our box did a great job of that, and our offense was rolling. You know, our game plan was take advantage of him through the air, and we were doing that. And then, you know, whenever Gavin Reese went out, he's been dealing with some health issues. You know, I feel like we kind of got gut punched a little bit, because, you know, he's one of our guys. He's one of the dudes. That, you know, that's a terminology you use in football for your playmakers, and he's that guy for us. So I feel like we hit a little bit of a wall there, but the guys fought until the very end. You know, we're super proud of them through everything, but hopefully, you know, we can get things figured out and just keep it rolling from here on out with Gavin back with us.
Right. Well, you know, Coach Kanegi, your predecessor, always said that his leader on the defensive side of the ball, and his one of, you know, the key ingredient was that safety. That was the man.
Oh, yeah.
And is that kind of the same for your defense?
Yeah, for sure. He's the one that, you know, makes all the calls for the D-backs.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that guy is the last resort whenever – you know, things go wrong for the interior and they don't make the play. Your safety is there. He's the guy that your whole team trusts to make that play and make sure, you know, it's not a touchdown. So whenever you have your guy that you've been training all summer, you know, go out and you got to bring a sub in, it's just not the same feeling, even though that guy is talented. You know, he's just not your free safety. So
yeah,
that's definitely a huge part of the defense for sure.
Well, and when you move – you know, Pendergraft back there. Well, you know, Pendergraft is that type of cornerback that can kind of take away one side of the field, correct?
Yeah, definitely. He's our lockdown guy. He's a great corner. He's been playing that position for 3 years now. So Yeah, whenever he has to move out of position, you know, we bring a young guy in that's not quite as experienced, and, you know, it's just our defense was a little thrown off there. We had to make a couple changes throughout the game, mm-hmm. even after Gavin went out. So, you know, it's just a learning experience, part of stuff you go through with injuries in football, but, you know, we'll learn from it. We'll get better from it.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, again, it sucks that the turnout has, you know, where we're at, but on the other side, it's creating depth. I mean, it's getting such valuable experience to young players that you can't, you know, on the practice field, they can't get what they're getting on Friday night. You know, it's
exactly.
This real time. And, you know, if it's a smart young player, they know exactly what they got to get better at. You know, I got to get faster.
Yeah.
I got to get stronger. I got to shed a block quicker. You know, I can't, you know, this big bruising running back, I'm not going to be able to tackle him up around the shoulder pads. I'm going to have to take him out mm-hmm. at the knees. And it's a wonderful thing, and great things will come of this. And it may start tonight as the Liberty Eagles will be traveling and taking on the Thayer Bobcats. What are you seeing out of Thayer?
Well, I mean, first thing is Thayer is always a tough place to play. I mean, you know, Liberty's had a lot of battles there, and they're well coached. They have a lot of talent on the field. I mean, they got their big basketball star. He's about 6'6", I would say, and
yeah.
He's playing quarterback for them now. That was a huge gain for them from last year. But, yeah, they're super talented, but, you know, our plan is to put all the pieces together and fix the little mistakes we've been making the past couple weeks that have been difference makers. So we definitely believe something special is building here. We just got to put it all together.
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, great things are going to happen. It's a process. And, you know, it's the players, they understand it. The coaches understand it. A lot of the fans understand it. It's a process. It takes time. And, you know, again, you want to win every game. You know, you want to win the conference, but, you know, the big picture of this whole beautiful painting is districts. That's, you know, that's where it's at. But now, of course, you know, kind of looking around the league, we got to tip our hat. You know, a couple SCA teams got recognized in the state rankings. Ava in Class 3, they've showed up in the rankings. And then a former Liberty alum, Coach Spittler there at Kabul, he's got his Bulldogs ranked. You know, there's some tough games in front of us, isn't there?
Yeah, for sure. The SCA is, I feel like it's a lot more loaded than what people were giving us credit for, you know, before the season. But, yeah, there's a lot of talented teams, a lot of talented guys in the SCA. So it's going to be a battle, you know, the next 7 weeks. So we feel like we're ready for it, so.
Right on. Well, tonight you can catch that game, the Liberty Eagles, on the Fox 96.9 live video stream. Go to OzarkRadioNews.com. And got a pretty clean bill of health for the Eagles?
Well, we do have Kenyon Wallace back on our defensive line. We didn't have him last week.
That'll help.
A shoulder injury. But, yeah, he's a difference maker for us. But Adrian Pendergraft did something to his bicep, so we won't have him for the foreseeable future. He's not sure if he ruptured it or tore it. He's getting an MRI today, so mm-hmm. that's who we'll be without tonight, unfortunately.
Well, again, it flips back to those young players that were filling in for Adrian while he was back at safety. You know, now they got to take that experience and the coaching and put it all on display on Friday nights now. So good stuff. And Pedro, you know, Adrian, we hope you get better. Coach Ackland, thanks for much for joining us, and we'll see you tonight.
Thanks, Gary. I appreciate you.